Dr. Leshner, ladies and gentlemen, I am delighted to have the opportunity to talk to you about challenges in global cooperation. Today, I would like to picture the importance of inclusive cooperation in global challenges, as well as the Islamic Republic of Iran's capacities and practices supporting its full participation in addressing those challenges more effectively. We are living in challenging times in which global issues ranging from environmental to social ones are increasingly the subject of deliberations both nationally and internationally. More and more, the importance of science and technology in its collective sense is stressed and confront these global challenges. International cooperation in science and technology is recognized to be the heart of these efforts. This is to be welcomed because the challenges that we face today, such as climate change, public health, or energy supply, affect people across the globe and thus require global solutions. Clearly, a cooperative path means that all countries must work together with a common diagnosis toward a common solution. Developing countries in this regard play a much more important role as they are severely affected by such global threats. Indeed, they possess much of data and resources required for finding effective solutions. Therefore, forming fair and inclusive global cooperation to address these global challenges is essential. From a theoretical point of view, close global cooperation in science and technology would produce common benefits. This common benefit could spread out and strengthen other bilateral and multilateral economic and political relationships. It is crucial that this sort of global cooperation should not suffer from some unfair rules hidden in common international relations, which set apart countries to north and south or develop and developing. In such cooperation climate, scientific discrimination is neither allowed nor effective. For the time being, Iran is the world's 18th largest economy in terms of GDP, with its stock exchange among the most booming in the Middle East. It might be interesting to know that there has recently been a mechanism deployed for intellectual property market in our stock exchange. Today, Iran is developing a major transition from a traditional and resource-based economy toward a knowledge-based economy. To do this, we indeed require new or modified structures. To name a few, the Vice Presidency for Science and Technology was established in 2007. A dedicated regulation for supporting new technology-based firms was passed by the Parliament in 2010. Comprehensive science roadmap was formulated in 2011 and so on. By now, our government budget's dependency on oil income is suspended and is not more than 20% from the total budget. Ladies and gentlemen, you must probably have heard Iran's name in nuclear news. However, our science and technology achievement is not merely nuclear-related technologies. In many fields, such as biology, medicine, ICT, aerospace, physics, nanotechnology, and biotechnology, amazing achievements have been made. It would be interesting that nearly 95% of medicine used in Iran are produced domestically. A similar situation exists in many other industries, including marine, aerial, and aerospace. These capabilities are mostly based on internal power of extensive human capital inside the country, as we are the fifth country with large number of engineering graduates. IT experts and are to be added to the number of valuable Iranian elites and scientists all over the world. Over 4 million students are currently studying at universities, about 50% of which are ladies. Overall, Iran's total population is 80 million, with 32 million between 20 and 40 years old, which makes it a considerable market. Iran has the world's fastest growing scientific output measured by number of peer-reviewed papers published in international journals. This unique growth in science production and emerging technologies has been achieved under sanctions. and by the efforts of more than 1,000 universities and research centers. You know, sanctions deprive nations from many international communication opportunities, including scientist exchange and mobility, cooperation in mega science projects, and equal chances for publication of scientific findings. However, it did not hamper our progress, but encouraged self-resilience and innovative solutions. Effective global cooperation is now much more important for all developing countries that change their mindset and are investing in science and technology for sustainable and competitive growth. Iran is no exemption. We are serious in improving the efficiency of our scientific and research efforts through international collaborations. We are aware that our inward efforts and achievements are not usually efficient enough and lack productivity in terms of research projects' cost, time, and quality. Therefore, based on our conscious requirements and capacities, we are ready for more effective participation in discovering innovative solutions for global problems. Ladies and gentlemen, Iran has valuable experience in confronting challenges like battling infectious diseases, food security, and supply clean water, in addition to several running master plans to employ the power of new technologies for addressing national and regional challenges. We have practiced several enablers for addressing larger scale challenges. Let me specify three most important ones, including as institutional capacity building, establishment of center of excellence, and building strategic foreign collaborations. Institutional capacity building plays an important role in dealing with global challenges. Construction and enhancement of physical research infrastructures is a part of such capacity building. Let me name a few of such practices. Iranian National Observatory is a mega science project using highly advanced mirrors and telescopes for environmental, climate, and astronomical studies. It would attract support from different international astronomical institutions. The Synchrotron project is another national endeavor for research capacity building. It is a source of brilliant X-ray light for studies of everything from biological molecules and advanced material, and begins soon as the country's biggest basic science projects ever. Establishment of center of excellence in the form of scientific communities is another important enabler for contributing to technological diffusion in global and local problems. Iran Nanotechnology Initiative Council, INIC, established in 2003, was a good practice in this regard. Iran now ranks seventh in nanoscience production. During these years, INIC has performed well in public awareness, human resource development, technology development, setting up a laboratory network, intellectual properties promotion, and commercialization over the years of its activity. INIC has been a good role model for high-tech diffusion in country, also an enabled platform for shaping up international collaborations. For example, UNIDO International Center for Water Treatment based on nanotechnologies established by INIC in 2012. The same path has been taken in several other new or strategic technologies, including biotechnology, stem cells, cognitive sciences, renewable energies, ICT, aviation, and others, marine technologies, etc. In biotechnology, for instance, Iran now ranks 14th for the number of scientific output rankings. Building high-ranked bilateral strategic cooperation in science with target countries is another effective enabler. Let me emphasize, countries having issues in common and similar socio-cultural situation could develop more successful cooperation with each other only if they dedicate enough resources and efforts to be patient enough to pave a joint learning path for addressing regional challenges. Having this in mind, Iran has hosted the NAM, Non-Allied Movement Ministerial Conference, in this regard. The Mustafa Prize also is designed with the same purpose to play the pioneer role in developing relations between science and technology institutions across Islamic nations. It is a top science and technology award granted to the top researchers and scientists of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation members. In North-South cooperation, however, the full participation of researchers from the emerging countries should be encouraged. Local researchers possess much of the local and field expertise, data and resources needed for finding suitable and sustainable solutions, and are finally the right persons for implementing the solutions and remove obstacles. Let me wrap up. We believe sustainable handling of global challenges is not achievable without making fair partnership among all shareholders. Such partnerships should be developed inclusively to engage different countries' social, cultural, and environmental characteristics. Iran, as a social and political stable government and owner of domestic human and institutional scientific capabilities, is ready to play a much more active role in addressing global challenges, especially those affecting the lives of the people in the region. Thank you.